Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. When you take out your trash, do you check to see if there is anything in it you can still eat? While this may strike you as an unappealing prospect, an ongoing anthropological study of waste in the United States suggests that the dumpster could actually be a good place to find perfectly good food. Since 1997, a team of archaeologists led by Tim Jones of the Bureau of Applied Research in Anthropology has been trying to pinpoint the type and quantity of food that Americans throw away. Known as the Food Loss Project, the study calls for the researchers to sort out, measure, and catalog more than 30,000 pounds of commercial and household trash. The conclusion? Americans waste more food than they realize. Of the household trash that has been examined, approximately 15% by weight is comprised of edible food. By edible food, the team means food that has been completely unused, including unopened cans, packs of rice and spaghetti, and untouched fruits or vegetables. Of the trash coming from restaurants and fast food chains, more than 38% is edible. Most of this comes in the form of condiments, those little ketchup and mustard packets that are handed out to customers. These statistics will be distributed this year to the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the national feeding program, America's Second Harvest. Jones also hopes to send the results of the study to commercial outlets and farmers with the hopes of eventually raising consciousness about food loss. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. We're on the web at humanexperience.unm.edu.